Knowledge is noisy. Wisdom listens. For our instant inspiration today. Knowledge is noisy. Wisdom listens. That's kind of an interesting concept. We never think of knowledge as being noisy, but it is just that. Knowledge is just a big bundle of facts. And these facts come to us from every possible source under the sun. And Paul and I were talking about that on the way here yesterday, that knowledge is, or intelligence or knowledge is, I guess it would be knowledge, right? The knowledge was just something that you could encapsulate and put into your mind, you could put into your books, you could take all the knowledge in the world and put it on a disc. But wisdom, the application of that knowledge, the application of that intelligence to make it useful for you or for anything else, that is very special. Wisdom listens, because the knowledge just goes prattling away and announcing itself and shouting away, and like the news on the radio, this is happening, that's happening in the world, this is going on, that's going on, and it's just shouting away at you. And then you listen. And if you're wise, you listen with wisdom. And as you listen, you hear what you want to hear. You say, oh, there's still activity going on over there. Oh, there's still alive. Oh, things are still fine. Then I will continue treating that all is in divine order and that harmony and peace reign. Oh, the place blew up and it's no longer there. Well, I still treat that harmony and peace are in order. Now, you say that it's important for you to believe that your son is okay, that your son is whole and perfect, that your son is doing fine. So your son is off in another country, and he's running around having a good time and writing to you as often as every one or two or three years, you know. And so your son is reported dead, and he was reported dead 2 years ago, but you didn't get notice of it until just now. And so you said, oh my God, 2 years ago. And because it's 2 years ago, your mind instantly shifts into the wisdom aspect. Okay, so it's done. If it was right now that it happened, oh dear, 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 you'd feel so upset and so unhappy about it. Because the wisdom is that you're supposed to mourn. You're supposed to feel sorry. But if it happened 2 years ago, you know, like it's kind of silly to mourn over something that happened 2 years ago. So when we are working with knowledge, knowledge can be something that gives us an emotional feeling. It's something that gives us attention. It's something that gives us awareness of what we're doing. Or it can give us emotions that make us feel very unhappy, that make us feel happy, that make us feel good. And we want to be careful what we do with knowledge, because knowledge is just a bunch of facts. Knowledge is just a bunch of information, and the information may or may not be correct. A lot of times we think because we read it in the newspaper, it must be correct. And I have read about many missing people missing in action in the Second World War. And then in the next couple of years, they come trekking home from some prison camp, prisoner of war camp, or some other terrible place where they might have been held, or they were off in some jungle area and they had no way to get out to civilization. And some of them enjoyed being lost. They enjoyed being away, because they sort of just kept away, because when they came back, then they got pay for having been away, because they were missing in action, and they get special insurance and special other things that are paid to them because they've been gone, you know. So, oh yes, it's a very beneficial thing if you're in good shape and if you're not hurting to be missing in action. So, you see, we look at that and we say, oh dear, that's terrible. That's terrible, they're missing in action. They're gone, they're dead, and it ain't necessarily so. Ain't necessarily so. Now, let's play a game with some information here. You get notice that your son has been killed in action, or your son is dead. Well, now, you have not seen his body. You do not have his dog tags. You do not have any definite information from the fact that he is gone. All you have is that he's not there. He's missing in action. So now you can kill him or you can keep him, whatever you want to do. Because there's no evidence. There's no evidence that he's not there. There's just information he didn't show up, you know. He didn't return from his sortie. And so you can say he is whole and perfect. I surround him with my pure white light of love. He could even be dead and buried and gone. And you put the new cause in motion from the point that you're aware of this, and he could be home. I have heard of so many men during the Second World War when I was around there who were missing in action, who were reported, who were actually buried, who were buried in a grave with their marker over it, and it wasn't them. Now, it could have been them. It could have been them if everybody believed it. Mm-hmm. I have heard of several people who did not believe that their father was missing, did not believe he was dead, would not believe it. And they researched him and found him. He had been mentally disturbed or something else, and he didn't find his way home, but they found him. Because they had, why did they have such a dedication? Why did they have such a drive to follow through? Because the wisdom in them said, Papa's not dead. My father's not dead. And one of the fathers who was missing was thought to have done some terrible stuff. And he was, you know, war crimes type of thing, you know. And so the daughter said, no, my father is incapable of doing that. She found him in wherever he was, and she got the information of what happened. They went back and they sifted through the details, and they found out that it was not even so. You see, it's not a matter of believing the facts, believing the information that we have. It is knowing that it is whatever it is that you want it to be. Now you say, well, that's not true. That's not possible. Because you can't change facts. You can't change the conditions. You cannot raise a man from the dead. Well, okay, then say the Bible's wrong. Jesus didn't raise Lazarus, you know. And say all these things are incorrect. But you see, information, knowledge, is a bogus thing at best, because it is constantly changing. Wisdom gives us an understanding of knowledge or wisdom or anything else that we're working with, even wisdom itself, and helps us to put the right causes in motion. We are practitioners. We are dealing in the art of speaking our word and having miracles happen. Okay, so if we are in the art of speaking our word to have miracles happen, what's going on? Why do we speak our word that people are whole and perfect when their bodies are just decrepit? Why do we speak our word that people are balanced when their minds are just outraged? Why do we speak our word that people are healed when the evidence is there that they're not healed, that they don't look good at all? They look like they're going to die. You see, when you can have the conviction of a practitioner, when you speak your word, it's done. When you can have that conviction in all areas of knowledge, knowledge is so noisy, it's always trying to get your attention. But wisdom quietly makes its own assumptions, makes its own decisions. And that's what is important for us to do. It's important for us to make our own decisions, to make our own assumptions, and to decide what it is that's important to us. We don't just jump on the bandwagon because it's what people say, because this person actually saw it happen. And they might not have seen it happen at all. Mm-hmm. They could have seen the accident. They could have seen it was so terrible, there was no possible way anyone could live. but they didn't stop to check. And it wasn't that terrible. We have to believe in the truth. And whatever it is we want to believe the truth is, that's what it is. Now, what do you want to believe the truth is? What do you want to believe about yourself? Knowledge, information is just a noisy gobbledygook that's going to try to get our attention. But our wisdom is what's going to do all for us. So, have a lovely day.